This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Adam Peters just sat down with the media, covered a bunch of ground. We'll get into what Dan Quinn had to say about the number two pick, but I actually want to hear from Adam Peters first. So the first of the three things I want to play here, Darius, is Peters when he says that the Commanders don't know what they're doing yet. They're far from their answer with the number two pick, which is funny because you're starting to hear rumblings that people say, I know what Washington's doing. Every fan on X, it seems like, knows who they're taking. But Adam Peters, maybe he's lying. Maybe he's just playing coy. But he says not so fast. This was Peters with the reporters that are on site in Phoenix at the owners' meetings.
It doesn't sound like a long time, but you get a lot of information in that month. And there's still some of the guys we haven't seen still in person. So we'll go out and do that next week, see a couple more quarterbacks. And then we'll do visits with them. We'll do Zoom calls. We'll do a lot of different things. So we're far from our answer.
When you were with the Niners, you were parts of big trades up and big trades back.
Yeah.
When you look at that number two overall pick, how do you balance the player you can get there versus the haul you could get for it if you're trying to build through the draft?
Yeah, it's a big decision, obviously. But I think just like anything we do, it's about what's best for us, right? So if the best thing for us is to stand pat, then we'll stand pat. But you're always going to listen to all the different possibilities, trading up, trading back, no matter where you're at, pick, 36, 40, 67, 70, 800. So you're always going to look, okay, what are the best things for us? Weigh all the different possibilities and make the best decision you think for us at the time.
I should clarify, the meetings are in Orlando, for those of you keeping score at home. They were at the Biltmore in Phoenix for a long, long time. Couple things there from that answer, and you heard our own J.P. Finley here at The Fan, was down there for NBC4 asking him one of the follow-up questions. Peter's saying he doesn't know who they're taking yet. Do you believe that? That they have not made their decision? Because I made the case last week. They haven't gone to all the pro days.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had, I would say, 70% of the meetings that they're going to end up having with the top quarterbacks are probably not done yet. When you add up all the minutes and time spent, and a lot of that happens on those visits to your facility when you go out to dinner, and they did do dinner with McCarthy and spend a night with him. I think it's very possible that they have not written it in Sharpie. My guess is they're able to put something in pencil or maybe even light pen at this point.
So I think they do know, but it doesn't incentivize them to say that.
They can put it in Sharpie right now who they're taking.
Yeah, I mean, again,
they can print the jersey.
Unless something changes. So I do think they're smart enough to have an open mind. In other words, like, let's say they go to dinner with Jaden Daniels and he's like rude to the wait staff, throws his food across the table, curses at Lance Newmark and gets up and leaves. They might change their pick, right? But right now I think they know who it is. Like, I think they're too smart. I think they're too learned. I think they're too diligent. I think they've done too much research to have no idea at this point. But again, it doesn't incentivize them to be like, yep, it's a done deal, because then it makes the next five meetings that they have seem farcical.
I mean, they haven't had their jobs that long, and free agency literally just happened, and it was a whirlwind. They signed over 20 guys. There was a lot of work that went into that before and during. When was all this time to get to the bottom of all of this, you know, this learned group? I mean, they've been busy, have they not? They just got hired. I mean, Newmark's been here, what, like 10 days before free agency or something like that?
I would say, yeah. I mean, they had to do their own evals of the roster, which they came to a conclusion that it's not very good, and they went out and spent on a whole bunch of players, I think 20 now, or maybe even north of that.
22 up to.
Yeah. With a new signing, yeah, about 20, north of 20. So, yeah, I think it was part of the interview process to figure out who's coming here. You know what I mean? Like, those kind of decisions. It's like everybody's been looking. Everybody's been watching. The access to the tape has been there. Even during the season, guys are looking at that sort of stuff. If Adam Peters had stayed in San Francisco, they would have been looking at these quarterbacks. I think they know, for the most part. Again, they can have their minds changed, but I think they've got a hierarchy right now, and if they had to do it tomorrow, they could.
I would go, and maybe it's semantics, I would go as far as saying they have a preference in the way that anyone does when they start watching. If you were to turn on all these games on YouTube and just watch Drake May and Jaden Daniels and go back and watch their games, you'd come away with that going, I like that guy better. And I think they're obviously that to the 1,000,000th power,
mm-hmm.
right? Where this is what they do for a living. They have the cut-ups. They're doing it for hours upon hours every single day. But they got hired, and then their first job was the internal dive, the self-scout. In Peters' case, he had to hire a coach.
Yep.
Then they had to hire assistants. All of that happened basically on the brink of, you know, in a couple of weeks until free agency. Well, when were they watching all the film on the 20-plus guys? They didn't just sign them willy-nilly. Now, a lot of those guys did work with the coaches, so they've got some previous experience and maybe didn't have to do as deep a dive on some of those players as you might have. But there was a lot of work that went into that. That just ended last week. Now you're at the owners' meetings. So I'm not sitting here pretending like they have not turned on the film and started studying. Of course they have. But I don't think that their mind is made up or that they have their answer set in stone. My guess is they've got a preference, but there's a lot of meetings where everyone's going to come together. Maybe Peters has his guy. Newmark has his guy. Gribble, who runs the scouting department, has his. Their area scouts have theirs. And when they sit down and they've had some of those initial conversations, I'm sure those are fun. But I'll bet you the knockdown, drag out, like, let's put these names in an order on a board, I don't think they're quite there yet. Because what is the point of the pro day then? Or the all of the meetings with these guys if you've already made up your mind? And they haven't even gone to the two pro days and had the meetings with the two guys that they're probably going to pick.
Uh-huh.
Like, McCarthy, cool. I'm glad you're doing your due diligence there.
Yep.
You went and saw Caleb Williams. You're never going to get to draft. Awesome. Way to go. They have not sat down with Jaden Daniels other than 15 minutes at the combine. They have not sat down with Drake May other than 15 minutes at the combine. They already know which of those two they're taking. I don't buy that.
I do. I think these are just things that you do. This whole stuff is pro forma, right? The idea that a guy in shorts and a t-shirt at his own facility is going to throw to his buddies, and that's going to change people's minds at this stage. For teams that aren't any good at this, it might. But for pros that I trust as adults, they're not going to be like, oh my God, he threw a 20-yard out on a line. They know who's good.
But it's not the physical traits, right? The pro day is about, like, I remember talking to Mike Shanahan about Kirk Cousins. And the big thing that he loved about Kirk when he was drafted was that he was one of the first guys he ever saw who scheduled his entire pro day, like every throw, put together his own program, did it all on his own, got all the receivers to come and assigned each of them certain routes. And just that level of diligence and basically...
Thoughtful.
I was going to say even like hysteria, but like, you know, that
the maniacal behavior.
That
yeah.
maniacal ability. He's like, this guy gets it. And to his point, that's exactly what he's become as a pro. If you watch that quarterback series, my mom called me the other day. She's like, does Kirk Cousins really put like these things on his head and make sure the waves are correct? I'm like, yes, whatever you are asking, he does that.
Yeah, he asked for an office when he was with Washington. They were like, a what? You want an heir to do what?
I mean, it's just he is going to invest every ounce of energy, every penny he can, into playing for as long as he can, as well as he can. But Shanahan, based on the pro day, kind of said leadership qualities. He takes it seriously. He's conscientious. And it's kind of what he became, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they cared about his... They could tell if he could make the throw by watching the film against Northwestern. Nobody needs to know if J.J. McCarthy can make a throw going away. We saw the Zach Wilson throw that everyone oohed and aahed over with a jaw on the floor because he's on one hash, cross his body, whipping his arm, going 52 yards the other way. How's that worked out for him? Not that well.
Not so good.
But I think the more time you spend around guys... The better would you agree with the more time that you spend around guys, the better understanding you have of them?
Of course, you want as much information as possible, so they're doing their job.
Sure, but they haven't. So 15 minutes with Jaden Daniels is all you need.
Well, again, if that's all it was, then no. But that's not all it is. They've talked to everybody that coached him. They talked to every position coach, everybody he's played with, his Arizona State guys, the other guys at LSU.
So would you be
everybody's talked to everybody,
even having him to the park?
No, of course you do it because you have time to do it.
But that happens sometimes. Teams will take quarterbacks they didn't bring in for a meeting because they don't want people to know they like them.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shane, he did that with Jay Cutler.
He loves that bit.
How'd that work out?
Well, that's it. Like, you know, what was that, 7 or 8? At 2, it doesn't matter. Tip your hand. You can put it up on the wall today. Nobody can stop you.
No, but I'm not saying they need to trick anyone. I'm saying it sounds like your point is watch football games and you could tell who's good and who's not, essentially. Or call his high school coach, and he'll tell you about the time that he missed practice because he was at Chipotle with his buddy Steve. Would you be okay with them not bringing those guys in for meetings? Because my point is, they should do all of those meetings to me are everything. Get them on a board, ask them a million questions. Mm-hmm. Who can get you in and out of stuff? Who can answer the questions about the defense? Who can go through the rigors of the playbook with you? Like, that's the stuff I care about the most. If you don't want to work out, Jaden or Drake, no problem. Don't take the field on your pro day. I don't care. You don't want to throw at the combine? So what? I want to sit with you at that whiteboard and do that John Gruden bit. Now let me. What'd you see this linebacker here, man? That's the whole ball game to me.
Yeah, they should. They should take every opportunity to find out as much as they can because the draft's not tomorrow. The point I'm trying to make, and it sounds like I'm just saying the same thing over and over, and I guess I am, is if it was tomorrow, they'd be fine. But they got time, so they're going to do all the things.
Okay, but if it was tomorrow, do you agree that the chance of them getting it wrong is worse than if it was at the end of April? That's what I'm trying to get at.
So say that one more time.
All of the stuff that hasn't happened yet is critical to getting this right.
See what you're saying. Okay.
If you just had the draft the day after the college season, I would say that's worse than having it today. And if you have it today, then you have a better chance if you wait till April. Like, did you see the story that came out about Chase Young today?
Yes, with the neck.
Albert Breer basically wrote this piece up. And the gist is, and I wonder who he's talking to, but it sounds like the Commanders are saying, if that wasn't the COVID year, I think we probably wouldn't have taken him. Because maybe we would have figured out this neck problem was a real thing and could have gone in a different direction. And their claim is, like, the COVID year, there were just less meetings.
Yeah, you couldn't do the normal medicals.
You weren't around guys as much. You weren't around them for medicals. You didn't get to poke and prod them. And teams have come out and said, like, that year was the hardest year from a draft standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You still had the film. They still had workouts. They were still able to watch guys get on the field and train. But all of the personal stuff, to me, is the difference. And I guess my point is, do you agree with the end of April, all the intel they're going to add makes the guy a little more bust-proof? You go from there's a 31% chance you're right to like a 43% chance or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, when everything's equal as it was in 2020, you had the same number of swings and misses and home runs as you would in any other year. So, yeah, it was harder for the teams, but we pretend this is an exact science every year. So, yeah, to a degree, again, you should get as much information when you're making a decision as possible. I'm all in favor of that. I'm not telling them to pack up and go home and not speak to anybody and just sit in the bunker and starve yourself until April. My point is, I think we're now at the 11th hour and 59 minutes and 45 seconds, and we're pretending the last 15 seconds is critical to the decision. I guess that's all. I think there's so much data in the bank that if they had to do it today, they could. They're going to do everything they possibly can because they have time to do it, and you should do it. Get all the info. Learn whatever you can.
So that's the disconnect then, I would say. You view this as the finish line in the marathon is 50 feet up. I don't think they're close to the finish line.
Yeah, I think they don't need any more water from anybody. Yeah. They can see it, and they're waving to the crowd.
You're saying it's 11:59:30. I'm saying it's like 8:14. Like there's a lot still to be determined here that I care so much about. I think if you sat down with Ryan Leaf a little longer and you had a few more conversations, maybe you would have found out a little more about Ryan Leaf. Not to slap that on any of these guys, obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,